Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 38 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This is where we are getting into individual skill descriptions. We've just had a lot of fun looking at the master skill list, the secondary skill list, lots of skill programs, you know, the courses that you actually take to learn your skills. But now we're into the granular, like, this is what this skill is, this is what it does, this is your skill percentage for it. It's like we've been looking at the lustrous, glossy orange peel of the orange, and now we're going to dig into that with our fingernails and tear it open and start to think, I wasn't hungry for an orange, why did I do this? The skills in this game are what I would charitably describe as idiosyncratic. They are highly personalized to the author, and you're going to begin to see some distinctions right away about how different kinds of skills are portrayed. So let me give you just one example. The first skill described on this page, laser communications. And I quote, "This skill provides the character with an in-depth knowledge of laser communication systems." A tautological skill definition by an author who one feels probably did not have a real solid grasp on what laser communication systems are or how this would be useful in a game, but just decided that the skill was necessary. And so it does have this very paint-by-numbers, simple skill description that we're going to see again and again in this book. Like, Durgleberging. This skill allows you to burg Durgles. And it doesn't even matter what the words are. So that's a skill that is unopinionated to the point of apathy. Meanwhile, look over across the page into the second column at the TV video skill. Here's the skill description for that one. Techniques and understanding of video and audio, filming, editing, special effects, transmissions, and equipment. Base skill 40% plus 5% per level of experience. Spending two skills on this one skill area makes the character of professional film quality slash abilities. I don't know what the hell kind of syntax that's supposed to be, but if we start getting into syntax, we're going to be here longer than 5 minutes. We have quotas to meet. A one-time bonus of plus 10% applies in this case. So under TV video, you can see the exact opposite of laser communications, which is, this is a skill that one feels the author has tried. And the author does not seem to know what being good at laser communications would entail. So presumably it's just a thing you learn, and that's all we need to say about it. But editing videos, like, for example, making a commercial for your role-playing game company, that's very, very difficult. And doing that at professional quality would require you to invest twice in the same skill, something that is very rarely done in this game. This page is full of communications and computer skills. So like computer programming, the use of computer networks, optics and surveillance systems, two different skills, all those are just one and done. You take a class on it, you know, one semester or whatever it is, you're good. You got that skill. But TV and video is tough, and you have to take it twice to really get a mastery of it. But that's nothing compared to what I think is the dumbest thing on this page, which is down under the cultural skills, where among such action adventure game staples as calligraphy, cook, dance, and Go, which we are informed is the most enlightening game in the Eastern world, and one that can save your life when supervillains decide they would rather play you at Go than kill you, we also have gardening. Now here's the skill description. Specifically, this is the ability to grow enough food to eat well. Base skill 50% plus 3% per level of experience. Two things here. First of all, there's a little bit of an ideology behind this game, a subtle worldview that you may be able to glean from these skill descriptions. And I think the description of the gardening skill as the ability to grow enough to eat well is very telling, because when one thinks of a master gardener, to me, one thinks of, like, rare orchids. One thinks of, you know, these meticulously arranged greenhouses. One thinks of great ornamental gardens. One does not so much think of, like, I am a commando, spinach and potatoes are nature's MREs, and I will never be lacking in them. I have the ability to just produce fucking potatoes all day long. I will never run out of potatoes. I could throw them at my enemies as projectile weapons. I would still have a surplus of potatoes, an unassailable fortress of potatoes. That's what this skill is really about. So we have a worldview here where it's like, what good is gardening? Well, just food security. That's what it is. It's making enough nutritious food that you don't have to be afraid. It's one more vulnerability you can close. Once you're already bulletproof, you can lock down your food situation as well. Make yourself unassailable. You know, you have a literal tank. Now you need the nutritional tank of gardening knowledge. But it turns out that this tank is damn hard to build. 50% plus 3% per level of experience is crazy slow advancement. Let's say you've got a character who is like 9th or 10th level, right? Right up at the top of where a campaign would normally end after you've been playing like a couple of years, as we saw back in the experience rules. If you've got a character who, let's say, is a pretty well-rounded character, right? And they've studied like, they've got professional tradecraft skills like, you know, the surveillance system skill that's on this page. They also have some background knowledge in, you know, like electrical engineering, chemistry, things like that. They've also studied philosophy, let's say. So a well-rounded character. By 9th or 10th level, this well-rounded character, this fucking polymath, he's going to have maxed out all of his essential career and spiritual skills, but he's still going to have a lot to learn about potatoes. Like, he's going to have a ways to go. He's going to be like, you know, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know about how to grow enough potatoes to feed one person. Because seriously, 3% per level is just creeping along. If you start at a 50% base and you get 3% per level, if you don't have a skill bonus to this, if you just picked it up, and you did not go to, you know, Ivy League gardening school, if you did not come first in potatoes at Yale, you are never going to max out this skill. You're going to be a 15th level character who is, you know, wrestling gods and hurling tanks, and still you'll be at a dead end. I've run out of game. Like, I've run out of character advancement. I've done everything there is to do in the world. I'm now the world kingpin of espionage and ninjutsu. There are no monsters left for me to fight to get the experience points I would need to fully understand how to grow potatoes. So I'm going to identify the gardening skill as the dumbest thing on this page. Join me tomorrow for page 39 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.